I had heard that as a child and had forgotten, uh-huh. and I've run into it over here again.
But so. I know when they get on you, they can really stick. I know one time I went to pick up a fern. I was small. Pick up a fern, and one jumped up on my shoulder out of that fern, and I like to have a fit. And I have been picking figs, you know, and they jump on your arm. Oh, I'd give him a knock, and I'd scream. I can't stand nothing like that to get on me.
You like spiders?
I'm not so scared of spiders. I don't like them on me, though. Mm. And you know that get black chasing. Widow, oh, they're real dangerous.
I don't like anything.
I don't like spiders.
What is it that a spider builds?
A web.
All right, if you saw one of those up inside your house, say in the corner, something that looks like that, what would you call it? See, I gotta go get a broom and get down there.
Get down that spider web.
All right, if it's outside, would you call it a spider web?
Uh-huh.
You ever hear it called a cobweb?
Yeah, I've heard it called a cobweb, too.
Is it different? Is
no, they all different? The same thing.
Or would you call it a cobweb if you saw it outside?
Well, you could call it a cobweb.
What do you dig when you start to go fishing?
Earthworms.
Alright. There's a kind of a hard shell thing that lives near the water, and if you bother him, he pulls his legs and his head in.
Oh, terrapin. Or a turtle.
Which one
a
lives
turtle.
In?
A turtle. Those, because that's the one that gets so big, the turtles in it. And the terrapin is those little old hard shells that stay on land.
Are the shells shaped differently, or is there anything you can tell by looking at them?
Yeah, the little hard shells, they just about this big around. And some of those big old turtles, they get this big and
it's
bigger.
It's a size.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it's, they, the shells come over round and not down under them like the terrapin.
Okay, now the terrapin, which one has the shells coming around it?
They are a turtle.
The turtle, okay.
I guess that's what you make turtle soup out of. I wouldn't eat one for nothing. We've gotten them out of our pond down there. They'd be this big. And this neighbor down here, they like them.
Mm-hmm.
They say they have every kind of meat there is. Beef, pork. But I couldn't stand eating one of them. I don't like no turtle soup.
There is a kind of seafood that I like, though, that you buy for the pound.
Shrimp.
You like
oh,
that?
Yeah. I love shrimp and I love crab. Yeah. Shrimp's high, too.
There's something kind of like a shrimp. I don't really like a shrimp, but kind of like a shrimp. That you find in a creek.
Crawfish. Crawfish. You know, when the water was so high, all up in the delta and the Mississippi River was out everywhere, honey, mm-hmm. people went over there, and those crawfish, they would pick them up for 5 gallons, just huge ones.
Is that
right? Yeah.
Okay. They came out of the river?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. All right, there's an insect that comes and flies around the light and tries to fly into the light. If you grab it, it ends up kind of powdery.
Camouflage.
All right. The kind of insect that gets in your clothes is a...
Moth.
All right. And two of those would be two...
Moths.
All right. There's an insect that flies around with a light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
And there's a long, thin-bodied insect that hovers over a pond.
A mosquito hawk.
All right. You ever hear that called a snake doctor over here?
No.
Alright. Or a dragonfly?
I've heard them called dragonfly.
Around here you'd be more likely to say mosquito hawk.
Uh-huh.
Alright. What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Well, I know bees, wasps, yellow jacket, and the big red wasp, and then the guinea wasp.
What's a guinea wasp?
A little yellow looking wasp, and it can sting you and hurt so bad.
Is it smaller than a
uh-huh,
red wasp?
Uh-huh. And it's hornets. Now, a hornet, they tell me they're going to kill you if they sting you. You know, they're the ones that...